An area of low pressure is tracking through the Great Lakes. The storm is heading to the northeast and will move across eastern Canada during the day tomorrow. This is the same storm that brought severe weather and also snow to the nation's midsection yesterday. For us, though, the storm is not particularly strong. However, we've seen some showers come through from time to time with gusty breezes through the day. Winds are even gustier to our west. Portions of western New York are under wind warnings and wind advisories this afternoon. In some spots, wind gusts have already reached over 50 miles per hour. In our area, we've had wind gusts close to 30 miles per hour, including a gust of over 30 miles per hour at the Albany Airport late this morning. So we have some showers around for now as the frontal system works its way through. Showers will end in our valley locations this evening. Those showers are likely to continue in the mountains through the night. It will be on the breezy side with overnight low temperatures running mainly in the 40s. Moving into the day tomorrow, we'll have that low pressure area tracking across eastern Canada. That will keep things on the cloudy side for much of the region, and showers are likely from time to time, especially from the capital region on north and west. It will be brighter to the south, where we will see partly sunny skies. Region-wide, it will be a windy day. Winds out of the west and northwest will gust at times up around 35 miles per hour. Temperatures tomorrow will be slightly cooler than today. Highs will be mainly in the lower to mid-50s. We'll have some 40s in the mountains. By tomorrow night, conditions will cool enough for some snow in the mountains. And on the upslope sides of the mountains, we're expecting at least some accumulation of snow tomorrow night into Saturday morning. Elsewhere, some scattered rain and snow showers are likely for Friday night. And even during the day on Saturday, we'll continue that chance for some mountain rain and snow showers under partly sunny skies. Saturday will be another breezy day. It will not be as windy as tomorrow, but it will be quite a bit cooler than Friday, with high temperatures running mainly in the 40s, with some 30s in the higher elevations. By Sunday, temperatures will begin to rebound back into the 40s and low 50s. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered showers likely, breezy, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, windy, high 46 to 52. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers likely, breezy, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers likely, windy, high 46 to 52. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers this evening, then partial clearing later at night, breezy, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, partly sunny and windy, high in the middle to upper 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered showers likely, especially during the evening, breezy, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered showers possible, windy, high 48 to 54. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of mountain rain and snow showers, breezy and cool, high in the 40s, some 30s in the mountains, and on Sunday, partly sunny, with highs in the mid-40s to lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.